You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Goodness! Look at all these people. We don't normally see so many for the dawn service.
It's a big ask to tramp all the way up Lakey Hill at this hour.
Oh, but it's always lovely. Thanks for bringing me, David.
No, I didn't mean. I wanted to be here, Mum.
Morning, Alan.
Morning. Oh, what a turnout.
I know. We were just saying.
Right, where do you want the food, then?
Just over there by the camping stalls.
David, hand me the rolls, then, and I'll put them with the rest.
Oh, thanks, Jill. And how are you? Recovered from Thursday's meeting?
Just about.
I hear you chaired it very well. Actually, David, I'm glad I've got you on your own. I was speaking to your mum at church on Friday.
Oh?
And, well, I know your brother's not exactly keeping his feelings to himself at the moment.
What did Mum say to you?
Oh, no, nothing. Not directly, anyway. I could still tell that she's upset, though.
Oh, so am I. We invited Kenton and Jolene to tea tomorrow.
Oh, good for you. I mean, you know how Jill likes to put a brave face on, especially where family's concerned. I just wanted to mention it.
Yeah, no, thanks. I just wish I knew how to fix it.
Fingers crossed we'll have enough.
What's that, Mum?
Well, I didn't think we'd have to feed so many.
Could be loaves and fishes time. Oh, the sky's lightening. Look, time to get started. Excuse me.
Yes, of course. Ooh, still quite nippy, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I'm sorry Kenton and Jolene can't come to tea tomorrow.
Oh.
It would have been nice to have them over.
Yes, but you can understand it's a busy weekend for them.
Even so.
Good morning, everyone.
Still a shame.
Honestly, David, it's not your fault.
Welcome to this very special dawn service on this very special morning. So, we'll begin by lighting our fire. And now, let's pray together. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation. To you be glory and praise forever.
Morning! Happy Easter!
Oh, happy Easter! Coffee?
Yeah, in a sec.
I just made a pot.
Yeah, Kenton. Turn round.
Hmm?
Ta-da!
Oh, wow!
And I promise I won't steal any.
Oh, really?
You know, I don't like dark chocolate.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Oh, I feel bad now. Your egg's in the wardrobe. Do you want me to...
No. You pour me that coffee first.
Okay.
Did you sleep well?
Well, off and on.
You were muttering to yourself again.
Was I?
It had better been David you were telling to push off. You gotta let it go. Seething about your brother ain't gonna help. Got enough problems.
Yeah, sure, but...
Yeah, so where's my Easter bunny, eh? You were really looking forward to today.
And
it's
I
the
am.
First proper village event since the flood.
Yeah. We need you doing what you do best.
Yes,
all
right.
Lifting everyone's spirits.
Okay, fine. Just let me wake up first, yeah? Bunny, eh?
Mm. One with a great big fluffy tail.
Enough of that, you two. We've got lots to do.
Morning, fellas.
All the chairs have to be put out, and the beer needs moving to the marquee.
Yeah, all right.
And the clues for the treasure hunt weren't hanging up.
Yeah, we know.
Oh, give us a chance.
Yeah, it's only just light.
Exactly. So chop, chop. But we haven't a minute to lose.
Well, the story goes that George II was so moved upon hearing the Hallelujah chorus that he rose to his feet.
Yes.
And, of course, with him being king...
Everybody had...
Yes, quite. Everybody had to stand, which is why we must do the same tomorrow.
Duly noted, Linda.
Oh, David, do we need to go?
I'm afraid so.
Oh, yes, I ought to make a move.
OK.
A beautiful service, Alan.
Oh, thank you, Linda.
Yeah, and the bacon butties weren't bad either.
Yeah, we like to make it worth the trip.
It was particularly moving this year.
Yes, yes, it was. And to think that it was only, what, just a few weeks ago, I was standing up here with Pip, and there was water as far as the eye could see.
And now the birds are singing.
And the hedges are starting to turn green.
Just goes to show. Life returns.
Indeed.
Listen, don't let me keep you. I'll catch you tomorrow night.
Yeah, all right, Alan.
See you then.
Okay, Mum. Take my arm.
Thanks.
Sorry to have to drag you away.
No. We've both got lots to do.
Well, I need to get on top of the arrangements for the barn dance. In fact, I've been thinking.
Yes?
We've kind of assumed that, you know, people would bring their own, but it seems daft when we could ask Kenton and Jolene to run a bar.
Oh, I see.
It would be a good opportunity for them. And it might actually tempt them over. What do you think?
I think that sounds a lovely idea.
Kenton, here's where you're hiding. More chairs.
Yeah, I know, yeah. First things first, though.
Can you fetch them from the pub?
Yes, I will, but we need more tagine.
What, already?
Yeah, same reason we need more chairs.
Oh, right, well, let's not complain. I'm going to help Callum on the bar.
Hey, Mum!
Oh, Alan, did you know about the Punch and Judy man? When Harrison said he was sorting out entertainment...
Yeah, never mind about that. The guy I was chatting to outside, he says he might put some money into my business.
Really? How come? Do you know him?
Well, I didn't think so, but apparently he was at Locke's Fest. He remembers my van.
Clayton, are you going to answer that?
No, 0844 number.
On a Sunday?
Isn't that brilliant? Look, he's given me his number. He says I should give him a call when I've got a proper business plan together.
Oh, just be careful. Always beware of strange men bearing gifts. What?
That's never stopped you.
And anyway, you know, he's here with his kids.
Yeah, don't be cynical.
And I wouldn't be trying this if I didn't think there were generous people out there.
Yeah, no, all right.
Right, now, can somebody grab the flatbreads for me?
Yeah, I'll bring them.
What about the chairs?
Yeah, haven't forgotten.
But if he's still around, I'll point him out to you. He's a really nice guy.
Hello, David.
Hi, Jolene. I'm sorry to bother you. I know you've probably run off your feet.
Oh, that's okay.
I just tried to call Kenton. There's something I'd like to ask.
Oh, careful. Oh. Mind out.
Go heads up, Hen, or you won't see the clues.
Right, who's next? Alan. More tagine, Vicar?
Oh, I know I shouldn't.
It's so tasty, though. Makes a pleasant change.
Don't let Usha hear you say that.
No, I didn't mean that. Compared to your normal boring roast lamb.
And again?
No, I just meant generally, you know, Usha's being vegetarian. This is a real treat.
Oh.
Oh. I'm just digging myself deeper in, aren't I? Really?
You so, are a bit.
Listen, I'm going to go and fetch those chairs.
Oh, okay. So, another portion, then?
Well, just a small one, yeah. You know, fella, I must say I'm really impressed with what you've done.
Oh, Tom.
All the bunting and the marquee, everyone sitting outside on the green.
Well, if it distracts from the skips and the empty houses.
Yeah. You've given the village back its heart.
Thank you, Alan.
In fact, let me take a few of your business cards.
Oh, please do. Flatbread?
Oh, go on. Thank you. Thanks. So you're trying to raise money through crowdfunding?
Yeah. £10 or 1,000, I'll take it all.
Well, I think it's a really great idea.
Uh-huh.
If recent events have taught us anything, it's what a community can do if it pulls together.
There. Enjoy.
Oh, thanks. No, even if each person's contribution is only very small, the 1% can keep their billions. We'll help each other.
Although at some point I'd like to make some money too. Call it £4.
Oh, Tom. Look, there you go. Ah. Now look, don't you worry, Fallon. I'll spread the word. I might even persuade the bishop to invest.
Oh, but Kenton, you must.
I know I said I would, but... Linda, we're doing all this again tomorrow.
Yes, of course, I know. But...
And upstairs will be open.
Well, won't Shula and Elizabeth be upset if you're not there?
Well...
Jolene, tell him.
Oh, well, like that ever works.
Tell him what? He has to come to Messiah tomorrow.
Well, you are, aren't you? You bought your ticket.
Yeah, I know. But if we're as busy as we are today...
Well, not in the evening. Folk will be getting ready to go back to work.
That's if they're not in the church.
So, you've got no excuse.
Oh, you wouldn't want to disappoint your sisters.
I guess not. But...
Good. Right. I'll see you there then.
Yeah, bye, Linda.
Bye.
As told you.
Thanks for that. Oh, well. Right. The chairs.
So, it were an 0844 number, was it?
What?
It weren't David ringing your phone, because he just called me.
Okay, look, love. Mm-hmm. It's just better if I don't talk to him at the moment.
Or even if it loses us money.
What are you talking about?
He's asked us to run the bar next week at the barn dance.
Oh, has he now?
Yeah, and he'd like me to do the call-in too.
Yeah, I bet he would. Throw him a bone.
Oh, it ain't like that.
No?
Yeah, well, who else are they going to ask? They need a licence. You know how I like a good barn dance?
Oh.
It might even be fun.
Please tell me you didn't say yes.
No, not yet.
Right.
But it isn't like we'd be doing it for David. It'd be for the village. Come on. Think of all the beer we could sell.
Okay, fine. But someone's going to have to stay behind at the Bull.
What?
So, tell David, yes, he can have his bar, but I will not be there.
I can see what you're up to.
Oh, Mum.
Don't go spoiling your appetite with chocolate. I'm about to dish up.
Oh, I was only having a little piece. Anything I can do to help?
You could take the lamb out for me if you like, save my back.
Yep, no problem. What's everyone else up to?
Ruth and Heather are in the living room chatting with Bert. I think he's finding today quite difficult.
Yeah, no, of course.
And I didn't want to disturb them. Heather's not down here for long.
Hey, wow, look at that. It smells delicious.
Is it done?
Looks perfect to me. No one could have cooked it better. Sorry, Mum, it's a text from Jolene.
Oh, what does she say?
Oh, they're happy to provide the bar for the barn dance.
Oh, lovely.
And Jolene's going to do the calling as well.
David, that's wonderful.
Isn't it? Now, when she said she'd have to talk to Kenton, I started to think he'd say no.
He's not that daft. Kenton knows there's no point in staying angry.
Well, let's hope.
And we're going to see him tomorrow at the Messiah.
Absolutely.
Right, let's make the gravy. I'm so pleased. Things are finally beginning to get back to normal.
No, me too, Elizabeth. I feel completely wiped out.
Who'd have thought a bit of singing could be so exhausting?
Yes. Although Emily's making it fun.
And that's despite you-know-who behind us.
Stop it. She's very enthusiastic.
Where's she come from?
Don't know.
Is there any way we can gag her before the performance?
No.
Or lock her in the vestry? There must be a cupboard in there.
Look, I know she's distracting, but she's only one person. There's the whole of the Darrington Choral Society.
Do you think she has any idea how bad she is?
Would you sing that loud if you did?
Sheila? Elizabeth? Shouldn't you both be in church?
Oh, hi, Jennifer.
Thought you were rehearsing this afternoon.
We are.
We've been allowed out for a break. Hello, Brian.
You must be doing well, then.
Oh, some are rather better than others.
Nonsense. I'm sure you're all going to be marvellous. So looking forward to it, aren't we, darling? Messiah's such a beautiful piece.
Is Lillian coming with you?
No.
She's in London, isn't she?
Yeah, that's right. Visiting James and Leonie.
Little Mungo.
In fact, she's decided to stay down there for the rest of the week.
Nice.
Telling me.
Brian.
Well, you said it yourself. It'd be good for her to have some time away.
Listen, we have to be back in a few minutes.
We thought we'd treat ourselves to a hot cross bun.
Ooh, now that does sound appealing.
We'll see you tonight, though.
Yeah, we can't wait. Bye then. Brian, what do you think? I'm sure you won't say no.
What?
One of Fallon's hot cross buns.
Oh, actually, I don't think I was.
Really?
No, maybe it's still the after effects of Kate's vegan cooking. I just don't fancy one.
Very odd.
Anyway, I'm enjoying the Easter bonnet parade.
You're suffering from the after effects of something.
No, I'm just saying the brownies have gone to a lot of effort.
Well, I wish you'd shown as much enthusiasm for lunch yesterday. Kate had worked ever so hard on it.
Jenny, I did.
Well, she was in such a mood about Phoebe buying an egg for Roy.
Oh.
I know. But that was on top of her deciding to spend that weekend with Hayley.
We should be pleased Phoebe's making up with Roy. That's what we've always wanted.
But it's still hard for Kate. You could have at least tried to pretend that you liked it. I thought he was rather scummy.
Honestly, darling, I admit lentils and celeria aren't necessarily what I'd choose to eat, but I enjoyed it.
Yeah, you left the table fast enough.
I had things to sort out with Will Grundy. It was shoot business.
Oh, never mind. At least she's spending some time with Phoebe tomorrow. Even if it is helping Adam plant the strawberries.
Helping? He's paying her.
We told her she needed to start earning some money.
No, I know.
Now, even if you don't, I do fancy a hot cross bun.
Jenny, what about the bonnet competition? Don't you want to see who wins? Jenny, wait!
Oh, not too much, Kenton.
What are you on about? It's not a proper hot cross bun unless it's dripping with butter.
If it isn't Ambridge's very own Catherine Jenkins and Charlotte Church.
Hello, David.
Hinge and bracket would be closer to the mark.
I think we'll be the judge of that, won't we, Kenton?
There are your buns, sure.
Oh, thanks.
Ruth's bringing Heather as well, so it'll be a full Brookfield contingent.
Oh, brilliant.
Except for the boys, of course. We couldn't tempt them.
That's understandable. Shall we? Yes.
We're going to find somewhere to sit.
Yeah, sure.
See you in a bit.
Okay.
Can I get you anything, David?
No, just came over to say hello. I can see why you and Jolene can't come for tea now. Is it as busy as this yesterday?
Pretty much.
That's great. And thanks for agreeing to run the bar. We're all really happy that you're going to be at the barn dance.
Yeah, look.
Between us, I think we can make it a really special night.
Actually...
All right, Brian. Just because you won't doesn't mean that I can't have one.
Afternoon, Jennifer.
The parade's over now, anyway.
Yes, I know, but...
Oh, who won?
Jilly Button.
No, again.
There's a surprise. Those Button girls are never ones to do anything by halves.
I wouldn't know. Brian seems to be a bonnet aficionado.
Jenny, honestly...
Now, you're absolutely certain that you don't want a hot cross bun. It's your last chance.
No, I'm fine.
You sure, Brian?
Thank you, Kenton.
Well, there's still some tagine left. You can get enough of it yesterday.
Yesterday?
Now, darling.
Now, when was this, precisely?
I'm not sure. 1:30, maybe? 3?
And you told me that you had to go to speak to Will.
Well, what should I have said?
And all the time you were sneaking off down
here.
Well,
you're the one who wanted Kate to think I'd enjoyed that appalling meal.
Yes, I know.
I was starving.
Excuse me, I think I'm going to head back to the farm. I'll catch you at the concert, Kenton.
Okay.
Honestly, Brian, imagine how Kate would feel if she knew.
Which is why we're going to keep it a secret. Ignorance is bliss, especially where Kate's concerned.
And locking her in the vestry is definitely not an option.
Elizabeth, I told you.
Oh, I should have gone back for Lily's earmuffs.
Enough. She's right behind us. It's too late now anyway. We're starting soon.
No, all right, sorry. I think it's just nerves. This behaviour wouldn't do at Sandhurst.
No, it wouldn't.
Are you all ready for Dan's passing out?
Yeah, pretty much. I'm still umming and ahhing about what to wear.
Well, sure, I can't lend you something.
No, it's fine. Actually, I did end up buying a new dress online last night. I hope it'll do.
You go down on Thursday, don't you?
Yeah, that's right. We're staying at a hotel in Camberley. I'm sure it'll be packed out with army families.
So exciting. How do you think you're going to feel?
Oh, I don't know. A whole mixture of things, I expect. Oh, look, there's David.
It's a shame Alistair couldn't make it this evening.
Well, that's being married to an on-call vet for you. Mm-hmm. Ah, David spotted us, good.
Kenton.
Oh.
Mind if I sit next to you?
Why? Where's everyone else?
Well, they're just over there. There weren't enough seats there, and Mum wanted to sit next to Carol.
Oh, I see.
That's a full house. Still, at least you can relax now. You've had a hectic few days.
Yeah.
You must be pleased, though, surely?
Pleased.
With the turnout?
Well...
And you were lucky with the weather.
Look...
You couldn't have hoped for much better.
Are you deliberately
Anyone
trying to...
Anyone sitting here?
Oh, hi, Brian. No, I don't think so.
Oh, thanks.
Now, you do know to stand during the Hallelujah chorus.
You've been talking to Linda, then.
Well, don't forget, you'll be taken outside and shot.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't blame her. Not after your recent behaviour.
Oh, Jenny...
Anyway, I think it's nice to see her getting back to her normal self. Do you hear that she's thinking about underfloor heating?
No.
The conservatory. Mm. And she asked for the name of the company that did ours.
Amazing, isn't it? How even the worst disaster can be turned into an opportunity for home improvement.
Makes sense while they're rebuilding. I mean, Kenton, you and Jolene must be thinking about making changes to the ball.
No, not really.
No, not even to the decor?
We were quite happy with the way it was.
So, who were the soloists?
I'm not sure.
I guess she must be the soprano.
I said I don't know, Brian. Here, here, look at the programme and be quiet.
Well done.
I said to Brian, I am sure that I picked out your voice.
I hope not.
No, it was marvellous.
Well, at least we had the singers from the Choral Society to rely on.
And what about the soprano? She can only be in her early 20s, if that.
She's a music student.
I thought she was...
Yes, we can all guess what you thought. Now, before you try to get her autograph, we should head home. Kate's looking after Rory.
Oh, well, thanks for coming.
Not at all.
It's been a wonderful evening.
Excuse me, can I just...
Oops, sorry, were you in your way?
No. I just wanted to say hello.
Oh, my goodness.
No, it can't be. Hi, Shula.
Shula, you must remember who it is.
Yes, of course I do. Richard, hi.
I thought it was terrific.
And what about you, Kenton? Did you enjoy it?
Yeah. I mean, it was a long time to sit through.
Imagine singing it then.
But no, it was good.
And it looks like they're collecting plenty of cash for the flood appeal.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
That's the main thing, isn't it? You know, you must come to the barn dance, Elizabeth. It might not be quite as highbrow, but Kenton's going to be there.
Are you?
Well...
He'll be behind the bar.
Oh, that's great.
You know, all this... You just feel so much more optimistic. And all the stuff that you and Fallon have been doing down on the green.
Listen.
The more opportunities we have to put what's happened behind us.
Oh, stop preaching. Put it behind us. As if one barn dance could make up for what...
David, have you seen? I mean,
seen what, Jennifer?
Over there, talking to Shula.
It's Richard Locke.
You're not... You're living in Felpersham?
Yeah, I moved back down almost 2 years ago. I'd been meaning to visit, but, well, you know how it is.
Yes.
Time flies. But as it happens, a colleague from the practice is in the Darrington Choral Society.
Oh, so. I see.
And of course, I'd watched the terrible floods on the news. Were you badly affected?
Me, yes. Well, the house escaped. But the stable block and the surgery, they were all flooded.
That's Alistair's surgery, is it?
Alistair, yes. Sorry.
No, I thought as much.
You know we're married?
Yes, I knew.
Of course you must.
Congratulations.
Oh, well, it was over 15 years ago. Have you spoken to Usha? She's here.
Yes, we had a quick word.
You did, right.
Who would have thought it? A vicar's wife. I didn't see that coming.
No, indeed.
Yeah, well, anyway, I won't keep you any longer. I should be getting home.
Oh.
It was lovely to see you again, though.
Yeah, you too.
Maybe we could catch up properly sometime. It'd be nice to hear how Daniel's getting on.
Yes, of course.
Yeah?
Any time.
Great. Well, I'll call you then. Oh, don't worry, I'll find your number.
Oh, okay.
And well done on your performance again. It was a real pleasure.
Oh, thank you. Bye, Richard. Shula?
Elizabeth, did you...
Yeah, I know. Talk about a blast from the past.
Yes, it certainly was.
There, in you pop. That feels better, doesn't it? Nice and comfy.
Kate, is there a problem?
No.
So what's taking so long? You can see how much further Josh and Phoebe have got.
Well, I'm just doing it properly.
Give me the knife. It's very simple.
Adam?
Just cut a slit in the back. Make a hole in the mulch.
Yes, I know.
Then pick up a strawberry plant and push it in.
And that's exactly what I'm doing.
No, you're not. Look, you really don't need to treat them quite so delicately.
I'm treating them with respect.
There. See? And on to the next one.
They're still living beings, Adam. They deserve a bit of care and attention.
Yeah, they can survive some rough handling.
Well, we'll see, won't we?
See what?
Whose strawberries do the best? My happy ones that I've spent time over, or your miserable ones that you just shoved in?
Kate, the strawberries aren't miserable. They're inside a polytunnel. And the longer it takes to plant them, the more it costs me.
Of course. Because it's all about the bottom line. You're worse than Dad. How is it I can convert him to vegan food, but you won't open your eyes?
Never mind.
Nature provides, Adam. You don't have to abuse it.
Okay, fine.
Don't walk away.
I'm not, but Charlie's here.
Oh, Charlie, really? He didn't say.
I didn't know.
I'll come with you then.
No, you won't. Look, you agreed to do a job. I'm paying you for it.
Yeah, but...
And we've hundreds of strawberries to plant. And please, if you can manage it, just go a little faster. Morning.
Morning, Adam. I'm sorry, I didn't realise you had a big job on. If I'd known, I wouldn't have asked Raph to drop me round.
Oh, don't worry. You came just at the right time. So, to what do I owe the pleasure?
Curiosity, really. I was wondering how your wheat was recovering.
The wheat? Is that all?
Well, if you've got time.
Well,
Hello, Charlie.
Oh, hey, Kate. You all right?
I'm sure I can spare a few minutes. Come on, let's go outside.
I so wish I'd been standing closer. I knew he looked familiar, but until I saw him talking to Shula...
Well, I don't expect I'd recognise him.
No? You can still see what she saw in him. And Usha, of course. Oh, such a shame, really. Her and Richard always seem like the perfect couple.
Aren't you needed in the dairy, Susan?
But you never can tell, can you? Oh, I wonder what Alistair makes of it all.
Alistair?
Well... Shula was seeing him the same time she was, you know, with Richard.
No, I wouldn't know. I was away at college.
Oh, she was. Wasn't like official or anything, but we'd all guessed it.
Right, what do you think about smartening up the veg display a bit, Susan? These plastic crates are a bit shabby.
Oh, they do the job.
Well, I know, but I'm sure we've got some rustic-looking wooden boxes somewhere.
And like you say, I ought to be in the dairy.
Oh, no, I'll do it. I'm not asking you.
Oh, right, I see. Well, okay, if you like. Be my guest, Helen.
You can see how much more yellow the wheat is.
Mm.
Especially if you go to the next image.
Here?
Yeah, just click there. And if you compare it to the areas where it wasn't flooded...
Oh, wow.
Mm.
Yeah, there's no missing it, is there? Still, I'm sure our crop's just the same.
You mean you don't know?
Well,
Adam...
I've got a fair idea, but without a drone to fly over the farm, some of us make do with our own two eyes.
Ah, the old-fashioned way.
Ah, is that what you call skill and judgment?
Charlie, hi, it's so gorgeous to see you.
Kate...
How's the ankle?
I thought I told you...
I can't ask a friend how he is. And anyway, you're taking a break, so can I?
Not necessarily.
What are you looking at?
Drone footage of the estate.
Drones?
Are you serious?
Kate, don't start. It's not that sort of drone. It's not armed with missiles.
No, I know. There are loads in South Africa. They've been using them up in Kruger to stop the poaching.
Really?
Yeah, although now they're banned. Something to do with the aviation authority getting their knickers in a twist. But it depends how you use them.
Well, I'm sure you'd have something to say if one was spying on you.
I don't know. You're not planning on flying your drone over us, are you, Charlie?
Well, now that you mention it, we could take it out for a spin. Have a look at your wheat.
What, now?
Or is that too spontaneous?
No, it sounds like fun, doesn't it, Adam?
Well, it'd be good to have a look.
More fun than planting strawberries, anyway.
But you're staying here. I'm not paying you for your knowledge of drones.
But...
I won't be gone long. And no slacking. I'm counting on you to set an example to Josh and Phoebe.
Helen? Well, I don't think you'd still be here.
Oh, hi, Tom.
Shouldn't you be at Ambridge Organics?
Yeah, I know, but it just seemed daft trying to promote our produce and the shop not looking its best.
I've brought some peppers.
Oh, great. Anyway, the new casual I brought in's very good. She and Annie will be fine till I get there.
And you've got Henry working too? Hey, Henry. High five.
I'm busy.
Fair enough. I guess I better give you a hand then. I've just been chatting to Dad.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's still brooding about the health and safety inspector. I tried to talk to him about buying a new bull.
Really? Already?
Well, he has to get back on the bike sometime. And those Anguses, they're his pride and joy. Just like to see him regain some of his confidence.
Yeah, so would I.
Maybe I should start looking into it myself.
Right, I think we're almost done. How are you getting on, Henry? Are they all the same way up?
Yes.
Well, kind of.
Well, what about my peppers? Do they meet with your approval?
Very well done, Tom. An excellent job.
Thanks.
Now, pop the box on the shelf. I thought I might get some of those little chalkboards to write the prices on.
Yeah? Although it looks pretty smart already. Have you done this before? Come on, you'll give me a high five, won't you?
Oh, go on then.
That's remarkable. Can you zoom in any closer?
What? Like this?
Yeah, left a bit.
Who's left?
Your left. Well, the drone's left. Back towards the river.
Okie dokie.
Oh, that's so clear. You can see exactly how far the water reached. Mm. There's a line straight through the crop. Yeah, hold it there. Well, that's a really thin patch.
Look, I wouldn't worry too much. The flooded areas ought to catch up. Come harvest, I'd expect the yields to be almost the same.
Yeah, probably.
Impressed?
I should say.
Even though it doesn't require any skill?
Oh, it's a fantastic bit of kit. mind if I have a go?
Sure. Okay, have you ever flown a model plane before?
A long time ago.
Well, it's pretty similar. Okay, this is the throttle.
Uh-huh.
I'll keep hold on that. Controls the elevation.
Right, okay.
And then the other joystick's your rudder. Now, be gentle. You don't have to do too much to move it around.
Sounds simple enough.
Well, fortunately, it's got plenty of clever gizmos to keep it stable.
Oh, thanks.
You ready to take the controls?
I reckon so.
Now, like I say, you only have to move the stick very slightly.
I've got it. You can take your hand away.
Yeah?
Yeah. I see.
So, after this, how about lunch at Grey Gables? Careful, just careful.
Oh, you're right. It is a bit twitchy.
You get the hang of it. So what do you think?
Grey Gables?
Unless you'd rather...
No. I mean, I'd need to be quick.
See, there you go. You're getting it now.
But, yeah. No, why not? Lunch would be good.
It looks amazing. I can't believe what you've done.
Well, I admit, I did get a bit carried away.
I did that
one. I can see.
Are you sure you don't mind, Susan?
Oh, no.
It is your shop, after all.
Honestly, I'm just grateful to have it up and running. The more anyone else wants to pitch in...
Well, hopefully a nicer display will mean better sales.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, we've sold quite a bit more Borsetshire Blue since you put samples out for people to try.
That's great.
Listen, I need to get on.
Oh, so do I.
Yeah, and I really do have to get over to Borchester. Henry, should we go and find Granny?
Oh!
I know, you like playing shopkeeper.
But I was wondering, Helen, you couldn't keep an eye on things here just for a few more minutes.
Oh.
Jim's not due to start for another half hour, and Clary left a mobile in the dairy.
Oh,
I want to get it back to her.
Well...
It's all go at the moment. Kira's birthday yesterday, George's today. Oh, and did I tell you? Ed's found himself a tractor.
No, has he?
Somewhere over near Worcester. Him and Eddie are going over to see it tomorrow.
Oh, good for him. That's really great news.
Well, he could do with it. So, is that okay, Helen?
Mummy, stay.
Well, I have to go soon, Helen.
I really won't be very long.
Please.
Oh, all right then.
Yay! I can do this too.
Well, you can tell who he takes after.
Tom, please don't say that.
No, it's true. He can see you enjoy it.
It must be rubbing off on him.
Kate, I did let you know. I texted Phoebe.
You didn't say you were going to Grey Gables.
No,
I know, but... Or that you were going with Charlie.
I didn't have to. I'm the boss. I can do what I want.
Oh, okay. So that's how you run things, is it? Force the workers to toil away while you swank it up over
I'm not
foie gras
forcing
and a nice bottle of Chablis.
And I'm not eating foie gras. In fact, I'd quite like to choose what I'm having. So, if you don't mind...
Adam.
Sorry about that.
It's all right.
What were we saying?
You were talking about modern cropping systems.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Adam, have you seen Clary?
Oh, hi, Susan.
I can't find her. She's not in her room.
No, I don't think so. She could be round the corner.
On the other side of the bar?
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Sorry.
No, don't worry.
And start again. Cropping systems.
You know, I really don't believe they're as fragile as you think.
Really? We've turned millions and millions of hectares over to uniform monocultures.
Feeding billions of people.
Yeah, but it's hardly robust. Whether it's pest or the climate, anything unexpected happens and the whole system collapses.
You're exaggerating.
Am I? You saw the stark line in the wheat.
But the flood was a one-off.
Was it? It's happening more and more often.
You just have to stay on the ball. Most problems you can head off before they even start. Spray for disease, stick on a bit of nitrogen.
And what's that doing to the soil?
Look, come on. I thought we were here to eat. It's my treat. It's Ian's menu. Look, how hard is it to make up your mind?
Okay.
Oh, what?
Oh, my God.
What's going on? Susan, what is it?
Oh, I'm not sure. He was scurrying along the skirting board.
What did?
It went behind the curtains.
Oh, so it's true then. Roy thought it was just an April Fool.
Oh. What was?
Oh, I'm not kidding.
Would someone please tell me what's going on?
It was big. It was furry.
It was a rat.
Have you ever heard of a homing ferret?
What?
No, me neither. Poor old Dad, though. He's convinced she's going to come back. The maid found a saucer of pork scratchings under his bed the other day.
Well, I guess you never know. Look, can we concentrate on what we're here for?
Eh?
What do you think?
Oh, I'll be surprised if we ever find her.
No, not
I mean,
Daphne,
the hotel's so
I mean
big.
The tractor. Oh, where's that dealer got to?
On the phone, ain't he? So, what do you think? It's knocking on a bit. Although he's got a fairly fresh set of tyres. How many hours on the clock?
8,500? Before I can get my price range,
oh,
I think.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It'll do as a starter tractor. But, hey. Now, what about the one over there?
Where?
Oh, the big green monster. She's a beauty.
Where are you going?
Ain't she summer? No harm in taking a gander, is there?
Oh, that's a good lad. You do like those, don't you? Yeah, well, you've eaten them. Oh, I'm sorry, Topper. It's all gone.
Don't mind me.
Oh, Alistair.
You look like you're deep in conversation.
We are, in a way.
Well, I won't disturb you then. I have some calls I need to make.
Why? What are you up to?
Well, I think I may have found somewhere for the surgery.
Really?
Yeah. Empty property in Penyhasset. By the looks of it, it's going to be redeveloped. They're after a short-term tenant.
Oh, sounds perfect.
Well, we'll see. I'll leave you to it.
Oh, Alistair, wait.
Well, I need to ring the agent.
Yeah, I know, but there's something I've been meaning to mention.
Well?
At the concert on Sunday night, it came as a complete surprise. I just happened to bump
into... Sorry, Shula, can this wait?
Oh, it's just I didn't want you to hear...
But I do really have to make this call.
Yes, but...
Later, yeah? Then I'm all yours.
Oh...
Only 3,000 hours on the clock. A good, powerful engine.
The dealer's waiting. We'll be getting his hopes up.
You'll be king of the fields.
Will you buy it, then? I can't afford it.
Yeah, but you could put off on credit.
Oh, don't you
stay. He ain't wrong. Any machine you buy, you're going to be working pretty hard, especially for the first couple of years.
That's assuming I get any work.
Of course you will. You got that Charlie Thomas throwing it at you.
Yeah, for the moment.
The last thing you want is a tractor that goes on the blink.
Look, Dad, I know what you're saying. But me and Em, we've talked. We've agreed to make all the big decisions together.
Yeah, Edward, this ain't like choosing a mattress.
No, I know that.
This is the tool of your trade. And that other tractor, well, it'll do for what it is.
You said it was all right.
Yeah, but I bet within a few months, well, things are going to start to wear out. It'll be an air filter here, an axle seal there. Before you know it, you'll have spent way more than your budget fixing it up.
It's a risk, I know that.
Yeah, just imagine the impression you'll make when you rock up at a job in this, eh? They'll know not to take advantage then.
You think?
Of course. They'll know you're a professional.
Suppose it might help me get some bigger jobs.
That's what I'm saying. Hang on. It's your granddad. You all right, Dad?
Eddie, you got to come back.
What?
They're going to kill Daphne.
Dad, just calm down. What are you talking about?
It's Caroline Sterling.
She's called in the professionals.
The professionals?
Yeah, the pair of rat catchers. They're poking around the hotel.
But we agreed I was doing that.
I know, but since Susan Carter saw Daphne in the bar, they got this big van, Eddie, full of poison and potions and God knows what for massacring God's poor innocent creatures.
Well, don't worry too much.
Don't worry.
Well, most rat poisons are grain-based. She probably won't even be interested.
Well, my gaffer, she stick her nose in anything. You know what she's like.
Well, I can't do anything now. I'm 40 minutes drive away.
So when you're heading back then?
I don't know. Look, I have to go. I'll be there as soon as I can.
Yeah, but hey,
You know you have got a phone in your room, Joe?
Yeah. You do, Roy Tucker.
Come on, out from behind reception. Don't want guests thinking you work here.
No, well, I suppose...
Especially not in that jumper. Is that meant to be a panda? And you better not have been eating my Easter egg.
So is... Have they caught anything yet?
Oh, you mean the pest control guys? No. Although, they have found a few droppings.
What?
They're fetching some traps now.
Where?
Well, from their van, of course.
No. Where is the droppings?
In the laundry room, I think.
Yeah.
Joe, what's the matter?
No, nothing. I just remembered. I've forgotten.
Forgotten to what, Joe? Where are you going?
You're just in time. It's tea in the pot.
Oh, lovely. I could do with a cuppa.
Although it might be a bit stewed.
That's okay.
Oh, and Christine took a parcel in for you.
Great. That'll be my new dress.
Dress?
Yeah, for Sandhurst. The one I showed you online. Oh, I hope it fits.
We won't be able to hang around, by the way. I've arranged to view this property on Saturday.
When?
Oh, don't worry. We'll have time to get back. Just won't be able to have a leisurely breakfast. It's okay, isn't it?
Yeah, fine. I suppose it'll have to be.
So,
what's that you read? Sorry, I just wondered what you were reading.
Oh, it's one of Dad's birdwatching guides.
Oh.
This competition between him and Robert really seems to be hotting up. They've both seen their first white throat of the year.
Oh, have they now?
Dad says he even spotted a swallow. Must be nice having the time to get out and walk, seeing what's around.
Yes. What were you going to say?
That was my question. You had something to tell me?
Oh.
About someone you'd met?
Yes, it doesn't matter. It's not important. Now, do you like it?
What?
Oh, I know I've probably got something in the wardrobe, but what with the regimental supper tomorrow evening, then the parade on Friday, and the church service and the commissioning ball...
Yeah. What's that?
Well, it's easy for you. All you need is a suit and a DJ. What do you make of the colour?
What's that?
What?
Well, it looks like a bird of prey.
Oh, hang on.
Where are Dad's binoculars?
You hurry up, girl. And you got no rooms to clean. Go on, what are you waiting for?
Joe?
Yeah!
You okay? Not lost your key card?
Yeah.
You look like you might be locked out of your room.
No. I'm just admiring the paintings. Yeah. Oh, look at this one here. The way the pansy seems to follow you. Must take real skill to paint something like that.
Well, as long as you're all right.
I'll
leave you to your musing. Don't wear yourself out, mind. We've got a lot of corridors.
Well, never mind me. Tell your maid to stop fiddling with her trolley and clear off.
Talking to yourself again, Dad.
Eddie, thank heavens you're back.
Just wait until you hear this. Edward's bought himself a gym.
Right,
he took a bit of persuasion.
Never mind
but it's
that
the
now.
Smartest tractor a Grundy's ever owned.
Eddie!
He's downstairs now.
Eddie! The maid's kidnapped Daphne.
Who? Kinga?
Hey, don't look so silly. I heard they'd found droppings in the laundry room, so I went to have a look, and there she was, curled up in the bed sheets.
You're talking about Daphne now?
Of course I am. I was about to slip her in me pocket, but then...
Kinga?
Yeah, she walks in and bundles Daffers up and whisks her off in her trolley.
Why didn't you say anything?
I'd already spooked the poor girl when she found me behind the shelves.
Oh, Dad.
Hey, quick.
What?
She's gone in the room.
Hey?
Well, go on, Eddie. This is our chance.
What do you want
to grab the trolley before she comes back.
So, what do you think?
I'm pretty sure it's a sparrowhawk.
No, I mean...
It was doing that flap, flap glide.
Oh, Alistair, put the binoculars down. I'm asking about my dress.
Oh, you've put it on.
It's not too frumpy.
No, it's very nice.
It's just we're going to be sitting outside on the parade ground. I don't want to be cold.
Well, you'll be wearing a coat, won't you?
Yes.
Well, there you go, then. You'll be covered up anyway.
What does that mean? You don't like it?
What? No.
I'm going to be wearing this all day, darling. We only go back to the hotel to change for the ball.
Sheila, I just meant you'll be warm. You look lovely. Every inch the officer's mother.
Thank you.
Not that Dan will mind. He just wants us there with him.
Yes, but...
So don't worry. What you and I are wearing is neither here nor there.
I am, Dad. I'm at the bottom. She ain't in the trolley.
What about in the sheets? Move your foot.
Dad, we've checked.
Daphne, are you hiding?
Hiding where? This cupboard's only tiny.
You.
Are you sure Kinga definitely put her in the trolley?
Yes. Although...
What?
I suppose she could have slipped out.
In which case...
She might still be in
the laundry room.
Hey, quick, before they poisons her. Yeah.
You looking for something?
Roy!
Come on. Out.
Oh, sorry.
What were we looking for, Eddie?
A new pillowcase.
That's it.
You can't sleep without one.
Oh, no, I like the fresh smell.
Look at the mess you've made.
Right, come on, Dad. Let's go slip it on.
Hang on. Wait. Think I found something of yours.
Hey.
I suppose you could mistake her for a rat if you only saw her for a second.
Daphne, where'd you get to, you naughty madam, eh?
Exactly where they found the droppings.
So she was in the laundry?
They didn't trap her, did they?
No.
Oh, that's
nobody
me.
Saw.
That's me, girl. Hey, come here, then. Oh, you're too smart for them nasty men, aren't you? Oh, yes, I know. No, I'll miss you too.
Oh, I'm sorry, Roy. It won't happen again.
No, you're right. Because you're not keeping her here.
No, come on, now. She's safe enough in me room.
Obviously not.
She was looking so poorly over at Keeper.
You're lucky Caroline didn't find out.
You won't tell her, will you? Please, Roy.
No. Just as long as you promise to take her back to the cottage.
Oh, but she pines without me.
Oh, Dad, leave it out.
Yeah, but she does. You don't understand. She needs company.
I'll tell you what. If it makes you feel better, how about I take the ferrets home with me?
Would you really?
If it gets Daphne out of the hotel.
How about that, Dad? Oh, you can hardly say fairer.
No, I suppose not.
Panic over?
Edward!
Hey, look who's here.
Yeah, I know. Roy told me. Been searching for you.
Come on, then. Let's go fetch their things.
I'll tidy up the cupboard, Roy.
Yes, you do that.
Yeah, don't you worry, Daphne. You're just going on a little holiday.
Well, ain't that a relief? What with finding his ferret and you buying your tractor. I'd say it's been a pretty successful day.
Yeah, I guess.
But you guess? Look, I know it seems like a lot of money, but you've plenty of time to pay it back. You've got a machine you can rely on.
Yeah.
One that'll let you do a top-notch job.
But Dad, I agree.
It's going to earn you thousands.
The tractor's great. But me and Em agreed we weren't going to get into debt again. I just hope she sees it that way too.
Helen, hold on. I thought you were coming home after lunch.
I'm only at the farm, Rob. I'm not still in Borchester.
No, I know, but
Henry's
I thought...
okay, isn't he?
Henry's fine.
So, we can't have a takeaway twice in one week.
No, no, exactly. You weren't home till late on Tuesday either.
Look, Susan says she's had some nice comments about the veg display. I just want to spend a bit longer getting customer feedback.
Why? It's not your shop.
Rob, I'm sorry, but Dad's about to leave for his hospital appointment. I have to go.
So what's the plan for dinner?
There isn't one, really. There'll be stuff in the fridge, though.
Oh, Helen...
I'll see you tonight, darling.
No, I have. I've already phoned the Angus breeder, and he says he's never had any trouble.
Yes, all right, Tom.
They've got excellent bloodlines. Or there's a bull for sale over in Shropshire.
Fine, you don't have to badger me.
I'm not. I just thought... I'll leave the details on the desk, then.
Oh, good. You haven't left yet.
No, I'm just waiting for your mum to bring the car round.
Well, I hope it goes well.
It's only an X-ray. It'll just mean a lot of waiting about.
No, of course, but...
I've spent enough time staring at hospital walls. That smell gets into your nose.
Well, stay positive, eh?
Oh, here she comes now.
Do you need a hand getting in?
Shall I take your crutches for you?
No, I can manage.
But...
That'll help. You two must have plenty to be getting on with.
Well, okay.
I'll leave you to it, then.
Hope they don't keep you waiting too long.
Do you want this cardigan in your suitcase, Mum?
No, leave it out. I think I might wear it for the journey tomorrow.
Right, okay.
So, who's this chap, then?
What chap?
The one you've all been talking about. Richard somebody?
Oh, Richard Luck.
Oh, that rings a bell.
He used to be our GP, back when we still had a surgery in the village.
Of course. I overheard Jill saying how much he'd helped Shula.
Well, that's true, I suppose. He did help with the IVF. Shula really wasn't sure if she could carry on with it, not after Mark died. But Richard persuaded her.
Oh, so she mightn't have had Daniel?
No.
Well, no wonder you're all so excited. I'm surprised you lost touch.
Oh, time moves on. Now, are you sure you don't need anything ironed?
No, pet, it'll only be creased by the time I get home. And anyway, shouldn't you be busy milking?
Oh, Eddie's in this afternoon. That's who I was talking to outside.
I didn't realise.
He was telling me about the new tractor Ed's bought. He wouldn't stop going on about it. Must have cost a fortune. Although... sometimes you do have to take what Eddie says with a pinch of salt.
Oh, right. That's as much as I can do today. No point packing my bathroom stuff yet.
Here, Mum, let me do it.
Oh, thanks. It's my fingers.
Oh, the zip's just a bit stiff. There you go.
Now put the case away. I'm not going yet.
No. What are you going to eat when you get back? Have you got food at home?
You know I have my lunches delivered now.
Yeah, but what about tea?
To be honest, I don't eat very much these days.
Why don't we go to the shop, just over to Bridge Farm? We could buy you some nice things to take back with you.
Ruth, it really is not necessary.
Mum, I'm not sending you home without food.
But
so no arguments. I'll feel a lot better knowing your cupboards are full.
Cat food? But Roy's not got a cat?
No, but he's looking after Joe's ferrets. Apparently they're being a bit standoffish. He's trying to bribe them with treats.
I see. And apart from that, how are you getting on?
Yeah, pretty good.
Well, it'd be great to keep this up once the shop's back on the green.
Yeah. Oh, hi there, Ruth.
Afternoon.
And Heather. How are you?
I'm very well.
You enjoying your stay?
It's been lovely.
Mum's going back home tomorrow. We thought we'd get a few things.
Ruth thinks I need sending off with a food parcel.
Oh, I see. Is there anything you particularly want?
Well, I know you like Borsetshire blue.
Oh, that's lovely. And you make it right here, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Just on the other side of the yard. Sorry, Tom, do you mind?
Actually, I need to get back to the
seabed. I'll only be a second.
Sure.
Hello?
So, you like the Borsetshire blue, then?
Yes, I do.
Well, then you should take some home with you. It's not the only thing we make in the dairy, you know. Have you tried our yoghurt?
Rob, calm down.
There has to be more in the fridge than that.
Well, not unless it's hiding at the back somewhere. Got a bit of salad, a few potatoes.
Wait, I know we need to do a big shop.
Two punnets of mushrooms for some reason.
But there's chicken, there's rice, and there's Cajun spice in the cupboard.
The chicken isn't defrosted.
Well, baked potatoes then.
Look, all I've eaten today is a sandwich. And I can't magic a filling meal out of a few mushrooms and a tired stick of celery.
No, okay.
I'm looking after Henry. I'm cooking dinner.
Rob, it's one afternoon.
Yeah, but it's not, is it?
Look, why don't I bring something back with me? We'll just have to eat late.
And what about Henry? It'll be his bedtime.
Do him fish fingers. He'll be more than happy with that. Just stop fretting. As long as we've got something to eat, it doesn't need to be fancy.
Yeah, but...
Look, I've got people waiting. I'm sure whatever you make will be delicious.
Here, let me take that for you while you carry on looking.
Thanks, Tom.
It's like having a personal shopper.
We aim to please.
So did you want any cheese, Heather?
It's all right, Helen. We've got some.
Oh, you have.
And some yoghurt. Tom's holding on to them for me.
I suppose we should find you some crackers to go with it.
Oh. Yeah, of course. I think that those are just over there near the bread.
Hello! Dad, you're back!
Tony!
How did you get on?
I'm a medical marvel. Well, a minor one anyway.
Oh, really?
Oh, hello, Heather. How nice to see you.
You too.
I hear you've been in the wars.
Yes, a little. Nothing compared with you, though.
Oh, Dad, come on.
What did they say?
Well, considering my age, the fracture's healing very nicely. Oh. In fact, I'm even allowed to put a bit of weight on it. See?
David will be so pleased when I tell him. So is there anything else you'd like, Mum? How about some eggs or some sausages?
Oh, well,
shall I put the cheese and the yoghurt by the till for you?
No, I'll take them. Thanks, though. Come on, Mum.
It was lovely seeing you. I'm so glad you're on the mend.
Thank you, Heather.
Yeah, it's absolutely brilliant.
Now, listen, I really do need to carry on preparing the seabeds, but... later on, perhaps we could look at those bulls I found. Otherwise, I might just go and buy one myself.
Oh, you? No, Tom. With the best will in the world, it's not really your area.
Maybe not.
I'll choose the bull.
Are you sure about this, Dad?
Yes, of course. You can't have a suckler herb without a bull, can you?
No, it's just...
And you're happy doing it on your own?
Yes, Tom. Don't you worry, I can manage.
Well, all right then.
But please, make sure it's a more docile one this time.
It's a good job I've got Josh with me tomorrow. I'd struggle to carry everything into the house.
It should keep you going for a few days.
Weeks, more like. I'm going to save those biscuits for when Joyce visits. I've got quite a busy few days. Coffee on Monday. Sadie said she'd pop in on Tuesday. And Beryl and Paul have promised to take me for afternoon tea at the garden centre.
That sounds nice.
About as exciting as life gets nowadays. Ruth, is there something wrong?
No, it's nothing.
Pet, what's the matter?
Oh, I'm just being daft. I worry, that's all.
I can't stay forever.
I know, but I see so little of you. And now that...
Now that I'm what?
I just wish you weren't so far away.
I know. But you mustn't feel guilty, though. I've decided to stay where I am, too.
Well, you take a look at those brochures when they arrive. See if anything takes your fancy, and we can go and do some visits together.
OK.
Some of the sheltered flats look really cosy. I'm sure we'll be able to find you somewhere nice. Like Marjorie's place.
All right, Pet. But your life, it's here. I knew that 30 years ago.
Mum,
I did. I could hear it when you'd ring, telling us about the farm and the cows and this young fella called David. And wouldn't you know it, you're still here with your own children doing what you love.
Oh, stop it. You really will make me cry.
Honestly, Pet, I don't want you worrying about me. I'm just happy knowing you're where you belong.
That feels better. I can relax now.
I can see.
Not a word. These jogging bottoms are very comfortable.
Did I say a word? Henry, time for dinner.
Anything I can do to help?
No, you take a seat.
Got loads of great feedback, by the way. One lady said she hardly buys anything from the village shop. She only dropped in for some stamps.
There you go.
Oh, thanks.
After today, though, she said she might use it more often.
Oh, great. One more customer. Susan will have to pay a commission.
Oh.
Come on, Henry, up you get.
Okay.
Well, everyone I spoke to said they'd use the village shop more often if it had a wider range of fresh local produce and if it was better displayed.
Well, what did you expect them to say? I still don't see why it's down to you, though. You've got enough to worry about with Ambridge Organics.
Which is why we should be trying to sell more of our produce elsewhere.
A few extra blocks of Borsetshire Blue will make all the difference. Now, look, I'm not trying to be a downer, Helen, but you're spending all this time on something that's only going to be temporary.
Not necessarily.
That will only ever make up a small part of your business. And what about you, hmm? It wasn't so long ago we'd agreed you were going to start taking things easier.
No, I know.
What about our plans? You know?
This doesn't feel like work, though. It's just nice being around the farm. Mum and Dad are there. I'm not all the way over in Borchester, and it's much less stressful than Ambridge Organics. It's the side of retailing I really enjoy.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
And, like you say, it's only temporary. Honestly, Rob, I'm having fun. I'm not going to wear myself out.
No, it's fine. It's fine. I won't argue. If that's what you want to spend your time on.
It is. Thanks for caring, though. Stop talking. This looks amazing, by the way. You said you couldn't think of anything to cook.
Henry, what's the matter? Why aren't you eating?
I don't like it.
No, you haven't even tried it yet. Come on, eat up.
I don't want to.
Henry, I went to a lot of effort making that for you.
No!
Now, don't be such a baby.
Rob, have you tasted it?
It's mushroom stroganoff.
Yeah, but what's in the sauce?
Well, we didn't have any sour cream, so I mixed ordinary cream with salt and lemon juice.
Mummy, can I have fish fingers?
No, because you're going to eat this. Now, open wide.
Rob, don't make him... To be honest, I'm not sure I can eat it either.
I see. I spent the last hour preparing that.
I know.
I said we didn't have any ingredients. But if you're always going to be in Borchester or at the farm...
No, okay.
I've got my job as well. I can't do everything.
And I'm sorry. I should have planned ahead.
No, I'm sorry. Sorry, it's so disgusting. But if you're never going to be here, Helen, what do you expect?
Come on, Mum.
God, where's she got to? I'm always as impatient as the cows.
So you're going to film them then?
Yes, Dad.
Putting the cows out for the first time. One of the high points of the year. Especially as they've been kept in an extra month.
Yes, I know.
They get so excited seeing the grass again.
Dad, I've got it.
Yep, sorry. Hey, well done, by the way.
What for?
For clearing out the shed for the barn dance. You and your mates did a really thorough job.
Ah, there were four of us. It didn't take long.
I've booked the heater. It'll be delivered Wednesday afternoon.
And I've sorted out the lights.
Great. Yeah. So, we've got lights, heat...
Food.
Music.
And the bar.
All the ingredients for a cracking night, then.
Yeah, looks that way.
God, what is keeping you up? She does know that we're waiting here for her.
Yeah. Oh, I wonder how Dan's getting on. The Sovereign's Parade will be on about now.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Did you see the photo he posted last night of him all pimped up for dinner?
No, I don't think I did. Listen, I might just go...
Oh, Mum!
Ah, there you are. We wondered where you disappeared to.
Sorry. Shall I go and...
Yes, Pip, you lead the way. I was just about to come and check on you.
I know. I got a bit weird.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Ruth?
Oh, it was waving me Mum off this morning. I'm okay, though.
Hey, you really don't need to worry. Josh will look after her.
No, I know.
He's staying over. She won't be on her own.
Not for tonight, anyway.
Hey, come on. Come on, the sun's shining. The cows are finally going out. Let's try and enjoy it, eh?
I'm sorry. Excuse me.
Thank you.
Thanks very much. Oh, we made it.
Oh, they certainly keep you on your toes.
No slacking for us civvies.
No, certainly not.
Ah. You warm enough?
Yes, thanks. I thought sitting up here we might be a bit exposed, but no, I'm fine. Oh, Alistair, quick, it's starting. Where's the camera?
You getting this, Pip?
Yes, Dad.
Hey, look at that one over there.
I can see.
If only they'd stop skipping around, they'd actually be able to eat the grass.
You can't blame them. They've waited long enough.
Yeah, I know. So have we. Oh, when I think back to this moment last year, I wondered if we'd ever make it.
Me too.
But we have. We're still here. Look at her make a show jumper, she would, the way she's leaping about. Wouldn't she, Roo?
No, you're right. She would.
Hey, here's to a fresh start, love.
Yeah, absolutely. A fresh start.
Oh, there's Dan. There he is.
Where?
Second row, towards the middle.
Yeah, I can see him.
Oh, it's so hard to tell. They all look the same in uniform.
Hmm.
Oh, that must be the Sovereign's representative over there. They'll be giving the speech and inspecting the ranks.
Well, can't imagine they'll find any fault.
No. Oh, what happened to my little boy?
He's a man now.
I know.
Hi, Mum.
Oh.
What a show. We were watching really closely, not a foot out of step.
Thanks.
And how smart you look.
Especially with your white gloves.
Pretty stylish, aren't they? So what did you think when the horse rode into Old College?
Well, I know you said it was going to follow you inside. I didn't think it would really walk up the steps, though.
I knew you didn't believe me.
Well, it's just extraordinary.
What you didn't see was it being taken into the mess for something to eat.
No, you're not serious.
No, of course I'm not. That would be ridiculous.
Mr. Heppenloy.
Sir, may I introduce you to my mother?
Pleased to meet you.
Yes, you too.
And my father.
Hello.
This is my platoon commander, Captain Sampson.
Congratulations. You have a good lad here. He may be one of our youngest officers, and he's certainly got a lot to take on. But providing he carries the determination he's shown here through to his regiment, he'll lead his men well.
Oh, that's good to hear.
No, he's well-liked. Just remember what you've learnt. I'm sure I don't need to mention exercise dynamic victory.
Definitely not, sir.
You were in a stressful situation, but you demonstrated the necessary qualities to lead by example, and confidently, too.
I won't forget it.
Good man. You should be extremely proud.
Oh, we are.
Very much so.
Thank you, sir.
Oh... How about that for high praise?
Yes, you wouldn't like to contradict him.
Captain Sampson? No, he's great. He's someone I really look up to.
Is he? Well, you know him better than I do.
They're in Prudder.
So I gathered.
Josh says he did it in just over 4 hours.
All in the slow lane, no doubt.
No doubt.
Oh, sorry, do you want to have a look? Pip's done a really great job filming.
She's got your favourite cow in it too.
Yeah.
And this is going on the Save website.
Uh-huh. Josh said he'd edit it. I thought we could include the stuff he shot of the flood. Do a sort of before and after.
Yeah, nice idea.
Maybe even build it up over the next few months to make a kind of year in the life. What do you think?
Sure.
Be nice for people to see what we do.
You don't have to persuade me.
So you agree then?
Why wouldn't I?
I don't know. I suppose... Well, you're worried about your mum.
David...
And how much difference is a video on a website really going to make?
It's important. We're an ordinary farm and that's the whole point. There must be hundreds of Brookfields working year in, year out, putting food on the country's table. And that's without the threat of a road cutting them in half.
Right, okay.
That's why it was special.
Hmm. Love, I promise we'll make sure your mum's looked after.
I know.
Hmm.
We will. But the farm is our future. We have to fight for it.
I had no chance of keeping up with them.
No one was making you.
No, I know. She seems very nice, though.
Imogen, yes.
Although I can't see how you're meant to maintain a relationship. Not once they go to their separate regiments.
Oh, it depends how serious it is, I suppose.
Yeah, true.
You happy here?
Yeah, fine. Oh. Doesn't feel like 12 months, does it?
Hmm?
Since Dan first came here.
Well, don't you think?
He's so different. We know so little about his life now.
Oh, that was always going to happen. If you ask me, he's blossomed.
Oh, yes. But this place, it does change you. It's just not what I ever imagined.
Well, what did you imagine?
Oh, I don't know, Alistair. We thought he was going to be a lawyer.
Yeah, that's not what he wanted.
But... No, I know it wasn't. Oh, never mind.
Look, I understand what you're saying, but seeing him with his platoon commander, I mean, it makes sense. You can see he loves it. To be honest, in some ways, life in the military is a lot more straightforward.
So when do we need to leave tomorrow?
Well, my appointment's not till 12, so I guess 9 o'clock, just in case of bad traffic.
Right. Let's hope it's worth it.
What do you mean?
Just that I hope it's a suitable building for the surgery.
Oh, yeah. Although part of me thinks I'm fighting a losing battle. Business was struggling even before the flood. Rather than trying to rebuild, maybe I should just take it as a sign.
You mean you want to give up?
Well, it's not giving up, Sugar. It'd be accepting it's time to move on. Look for a job in a larger practice. Maybe do some locum work.
Locum work?
And when I think about the effort it's going to take to set up a temporary surgery while we do all the refurbishments, I'm not sure I have it in me.
I see.
Shula, you keep glancing at your watch.
Oh, do I? I'm sorry, I don't mean to. I'm just checking how long before the fireworks.
Yeah, go on. Do a shoulder board each.
Okay, here we go.
You are now officially Second Lieutenant Daniel Hebden Lloyd of the Royal Tank Regiment. Well done, son.
Thanks, Dad.
Now, if you'll excuse me.
Alistair.
I know, but duty calls. Dan understands.
I do indeed.
Oh, he could have held on for a couple more minutes.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Oh, so have you enjoyed the day?
Oh, yes. Yes, of course. It's been amazing. I was expecting it to be grand, but the whole day's been so overwhelming. It still feels like stepping into a different world.
What's up, Mum?
Hmm?
You're not okay, are you?
Why would you say that? Darling, I'm fine.
Mum...
I've had a lovely day.
I may be a commissioned officer now, but I can still tell when you're upset.
Oh.
So, I'm ordering you to tell me what's wrong.
Dan!
Come on, out with it.
Well, I suppose watching you today, seeing you fulfil your dream, I've been wondering whatever happened to my own plans. This won't mean anything to you. Time goes by so fast.
And is that all?
Yes, that's all. And, well, I met an old friend this week.
Oh?
No one important. It just made me think what my life might have been if I'd made different decisions.
It's not too late, is it? Well, it's not.
Honestly, love, some ships have sailed.
No, but you haven't got me to worry about now. I know where I'm heading. You and Dad must still have plans. Well, you can do them now.
Oh, maybe when we were younger.
You're not that old.
It's just not that simple.
Of course it is. This is a whole new chapter for you too. And for Dad.
Mm.
Oh, come on, Mum. It's not all over yet, is it?
You can follow the Archers on Facebook and Twitter. Find out how at bbc.co.uk/archers.